Yo, good evening, Earthlings. I just kind of was listening to the D.L. Hughley show, and he was talking about a priest that had molested his daughter and still had visitation rights, and it's sick. It's truly disgusting. First of all, he should never get to see his daughter again unless she's of age and she permits it. But even then, first off, it's a priest, and that just kind of makes it double as bad. But it happens a lot. I've quite a few girls that I have dated have mentioned to me that they've had uncles or cousins that have either touched them or molested them, and it gets to a point to where as men we need to step back and we need to check ourselves and check who's around us, because it's out of hand. I mean, I'm sure if you did statistics on it, you would find that more than half of men on this planet have either raped or molested somebody, and that's just sickening. It's a sad state of affairs. And if you're one of these people that's listening, you need to just go ahead and turn yourself in, because I can't understand how you could have a conscience knowing that you've done that to somebody's life. It's disgusting and it's egregious. But let's face it, if you look at America's society overall, the history, excuse me, you'll find that it's not that hard to believe. I mean, let's start back with the old days, the so-called golden era in England. Men were permitted to rape their wives. They would rape prostitutes. It was a normal thing that went on. Wasn't nothing, like nobody stood up and was like, man, this is wrong. Like, it went about it, it happened. And then as America became America and America had slavery, they raped the slaves. So once again, it was always in the culture. And as far as the church, Catholic Church, that's been going on with priests since probably the beginning of its existence. It's, like I said, it's prevalent in every era of society. We have witnessed molestation supremely done by men. And there is absolutely no excuse for it. It's no excuse for raping a woman. It's no excuse for molesting a woman. It's no excuse for molesting a child. You have to be sick. Something is really wrong with you for your mind to even go that way. And we're just at the point in society where, I'll be honest, if they passed a law tomorrow saying if you raped or molested somebody, you would get castrated, I would say that's probably for the better. Because you are who you are. People don't molest people and then have a change of heart. People that are molesters are molesters. They never move on from that. People that rape women and other men, they're rapists. Like, that's just what it is. And even if you go to other countries like Africa, it's permitted. It's rape worldwide. Iraq and that area, it's permitted worldwide. The United States, child trafficking is at an all-time high. Molestation. And it goes both ways. You'll see a lot of stories now where you'll have teachers, female teachers, they're not going to call it rape. They call it, sex or whatever you want to call it with underage boys. But that's rape. That's molestation. Just because they're boys doesn't mean it's okay or we should celebrate it. And that's mainly the issue. There's too many people that want to celebrate the meaningless bull crap, you know? Like, oh yeah, well, he's a boy, so you know, he can't really get raped. Man, if it's going against your will, then yeah, it's an issue, it's a problem. And as men, we've got to do better. We got to stand up to whoever's doing it, no matter how much money and power they have, and tell them it ends. You know, we can't continue to live like this and to let children live under fear of being molested or trafficked or recorded or made porn out of. It's sick, man. But give me some feedback on this. I appreciated the last feedback I got from the last podcast. And continue to let me know if there's anything you want to talk about. If you have any opinions on this podcast, please let it be known. I value all you guys' opinions. It means a lot. It opens up discussion. But this will be my piece. And after this one, I'll say good day and stay strong, Earthlings. One.